and welcome to the Halloween Haunt. We're cooking up more horrendous history, traditions, and stories about the weird and mysterious. Speaking of which, here he is skulking, and now the Halloween Haunter.
Fictional nastiness can be fun, but the real kind, well, I wouldn't want to be around that. Did you know that Bram Stoker's Dracula is said to be based on a real person? A real mean person? Let me tell you a little bit about Bad Vlad III, Prince of Wallachia, who lived for 45 horrible years in the 15th century. Vlad was born in Sigishwara, Transylvania in 1431. His father, Vlad II, was a military governor for the Holy Roman Empire and was a knight in the Order of the Dragon, a secret fraternity sworn to uphold Christianity. Little Vlad was known as Vlad Dracul or Vlad Dracula, meaning son of the dragon, or, in another translation, son of the devil. Vlad's dad took over the throne of Wallachia when the little one was 5. Dad betrayed his secret frat by forming an alliance with the neighboring Turks, even allowing the Turkish Sultan to keep Vlad and his brother as insurance he wouldn't attack. When young Vlad was 16 or so, his father was assassinated, thanks to one of his relatives who wasn't down with the Turkish open door policy. Vlad had to fight to get his dad's throne back, but didn't stay very long. Another was appointed, who Vlad stayed close to, hoping to convince him that Vlad was the rightful heir. He didn't, so he fought him instead, regained the throne, and killed his father's murderer. As ruler of Wallachia, at age 38, Vlad had all the families associated with the previous regime arrested. If they were healthy, they were made slaves. If old and or weak, they were publicly impaled. Vlad didn't treat the slaves well. As his new castle was being built, many worked so hard their clothes wore out and fell off. Vlad didn't care. He made them work harder, and sometimes punished and tortured them, just because. He wanted his kingdom to be just for the rich and powerful. Once, Vlad decreed that no one in his kingdom should go hungry, and invited the poor and infirm to a banquet, fed them well, then asked if they would like to never feel hunger again. They said yes, so he had his men board up the hall, and then they burned it down, with everyone in it. Opposing Vlad wasn't a good idea. On St. Bart's Day, merchants weren't supposed to trade, and he impaled and dumped 30,000 disobeying ones outside the city walls. Other ways he disciplined included decapitation, eye gouging, skinning alive, boiling, dismembering, and generally disfiguring. He thought it was fun. Once, Vlad made an enemy so mad he invaded with his more powerful army. So Vlad and his men went from town to town, burning them to the ground and poisoning the wells. Somehow Vlad prevailed. Maybe he just grossed his enemy out. But later his brother was sent to finish the job, and he did. Vlad escaped to Transylvania where he met with the king. The king had heard about Vlad, so he imprisoned him. But it was sort of a white-collar prison, because Vlad could come and go as he pleased, had rooms in the palace, and attended royal functions. Since he couldn't be so wantonly murderous, he took it out on small animals and insects, impaling and eating them. Fast forward to the end. Vlad went back to battle and reclaimed his throne. Of course, there were those not happy about it, so they worked again to overthrow Vlad. This time, Vlad was nearly out of friends. Even so, undermanned, Vlad fought to defeat another sultan, and finally died in battle. Some say he was mistaken for a Turk while he was disguised as one. Others say he was killed and decapitated, only recognizable by what he was wearing. Vlad became Vlad the Impaler after his death. Bram Stoker read about Vlad and liked the name Dracula. Oddly, Dracula was more of a sympathetic character than the real man, since Dracula was simply trying to survive by killing and drinking blood. Later versions of Dracula actually said he was originally Vlad, like the Marvel Comics series of the 1970s, a 1973 movie, and others. There are many other possible connections between Vlad and Drac. I invite you to start your investigation at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.